Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be because they get you there. Wherever there may be, they've got fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, as I said, the way tire buying should be. And this here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Wow.
So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, but I am not in Vegas. How's Vegas treating you?
Man,
you and Rob
Vegas
G
is awesome. Oh, my God. We're at the Wynn Hotel, Chris, and beautiful studios here, the Blue Wire Studios. And, yeah, we're missing you, and people are buzzing because tomorrow the Golden Knights, up 3-1, Chris, could win the Stanley Cup. They've only been around here for 4 years, and they've been to 2 Stanley Cup finals. Is that unbelievable?
That's amazing. That is amazing. But speaking of 3-1, of course, the Nuggets ahead 3-1 in the NBA Finals. They could conclude tonight with Game 5. It's about an hour and a half away, something not even quite an hour and a half. But we'll get into that. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is out there in Vegas with Rob and DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is on the ones and twos. And on the updates, our man Steve Desager. All right, Rob, as I said, the Nuggets one victory away from closing out these finals. And I said this before this began. I picked the Nuggets in 6, but I thought, and you picked them in 5, so it looks like you may be right. We'll see what happens tonight. But I thought this was a lot like the other 8th seed, and the Heat were an 8th seed, to reach the NBA Finals. That was the New York Knicks in 1999. I was actually covering that series when the Knicks made their run from the eighth seed to the finals. And we were hoping, oh, maybe they got something magical going. And they faced the Spurs, who were much better, much more talented, had David Robinson and Tim Duncan. And it was a five-game series. They made light work out of the Knicks. And then this other one was when the Cavs got there in 07, not an eighth seed, but clearly overmatched. All they had was LeBron James and a bunch of scrappy role players. Had a great run through the East, beat a very good Detroit team that had won a championship, been to two finals, and then they got manhandled by the same San Antonio Spurs, 4-0, and it looks like that's basically what's going down tonight, Rob. So you think, though, that this heat, talk of heat culture. And
well, let me say this first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say this first. You remember I said that after the Heat won game two, that they won't win another game. And I was talking to you about that because you remember they shot 50% from three, Chris. They had an unbelievable fourth quarter of shooting to win that game by three. Do you know, like it took everything they had just to win the one game. And I'm like, they're not going to shoot like that again. Mike Malone's going to make some changes and you know what I mean, and counter some things. So I'm not surprised we're here, that they went to Miami and won both games. And now I fully expect them to close things out. You remember when they played the Lakers, Chris, in the last round, right? Could have easily said, we're up 3-0. The Lakers could win game four. We'll go home and win. Nope. We're not doing that. We're going to win, and let's end this thing. And they did it. I fully expect the Nuggets to do that. I do
as well. Like you said, in that game, LeBron came out and scored 30 points in the first half.
First half.
So they could easily have been like, look, all right, we'll get them in Denver. We got this series, you know, and they didn't. They went ahead and kept their foot on the Lakers' throat. And Mike Malone, Rob, one of the things he said before this game is that they have to play like they're down 3-1.
He's right.
Up 3-1, right. And I know that's what he's singing to those guys. Even after game four and that big victory, they weren't celebrating. They were saying, and obviously I don't mean with champagne and all that, but even their comments were like, we still got one left. Like, they're holding everything off smartly until they actually have the first NBA championship, Rob, in Denver Nuggets history. That's pretty impressive.
No doubt about it, and it's a smart thing to do. You don't celebrate before. Nothing's been won yet,
right?
But they are where they need to be, and I think they get it done. So talking about the Miami Heat is where you wanted to go, right? To transition.
Yeah, I mean you've been a bit, I think, bothered by all the flowers given to Heat culture, and Heat culture is not going to prevail. I will eat those words gladly if they somehow win the next three games. But you am I wrong in stating that? Do you think it's been a bit overblown, all the talk about Heat culture?
Yes. You know what? I think the Miami Heat, Chris, are like the Tampa Bay Rays. That's where they are. Like, yeah. I mean, for real. Like, Tampa's been to the World Series a couple times, Chris.
Yep.
They don't have, like, the big stars. I mean, the A1
listers. Just a few years ago.
Yeah, they lost to the Dodgers a couple years ago. You remember that World Series? The first one that the Dodgers had won in a long time in 2020, in the bubble kind of circumstance. Yep. And that's not to disrespect Miami. When Miami was winning championships, Chris, they had stars. You want to talk about Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley. They won championships with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. They won with Shaq and Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
So you could talk about the culture and the little engine that could and all that, and that's all good, and I'm not downing them, but that's not going to get it done ultimately, and it is about winning a championship. And it's a nice story, and you want to tell you how great Jimmy Butler is and all those other things and what a great coach Eric Spoelstra is. Chris, you got to have those top-level players and studs and stars to win a title. You do. And you know what? The last team, we talked about it. There are two teams you could go back to that maybe didn't have a bona fide guy, right? The Pistons, when they beat the Lakers, right?
And
they
had, right.
Right. But they had a lot of guys, Chris, who were top picks, Rasheed Wallace,
right.
Chauncey Billups. Yep. Chauncey was like the fifth or sixth pick in the draft in the first
round. I think he
round.
Was the third pick.
Third pick. You might be right, Chris, third pick. But you get my point. It's like they might not have been like a LeBron or a Michael
Chauncey
or that
third
level.
Pick. Yep.
Yeah, but they were really good players, and
absolutely.
They made a great team together. And the other team was, I think, Seattle won a championship that you can look back at.
1979.
Right, but those are the only two teams.
And, Rob, you to your point quickly, Rip Hamilton yep. was the seventh pick.
Right.
And Chauncey was the third pick, and Rasheed Wallace was the fourth pick.
That's what I mean. Ben
so
wasn't drafted.
That's
so that
three
was
lottery
great.
Players. Yeah.
Right. Ben wasn't drafted, and Tayshaun Prince was like the 22nd.
He was
pick,
a first-round pick, right, late first.
But first round. Round. Am I right? Yep. Yeah, something yep. like that. So I'm just saying, you know, you could celebrate the culture and what they teach and how Pat Riley and Spoelstra is a genius coach and all that. But if they would have won with that, Chris, now you're talking about something else. I got to bow down to you and give you credit to be able to put together seven undrafted players and all that right. and three starting, and you win a title in this NBA, then I would say to you, you really got something going, and you do go down as something special, and you got something working there, a special kind of heat culture that is unmatched in the NBA. But what it looks like right now is that they're going to fall by the wayside because they don't have enough talent at the end of the day.
No, that's well said, and that's exactly right. Now, look, I would think you'd agree with me on this. It has been a wildly successful Heat season.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I'm not trashing their season. No,
right. It's all relative. And for the Miami Heat as the eighth seed, now you say, why were they the eighth seed? They shouldn't have been. They did have some injuries this season. Not a ton, but they had enough that kind of, you know, sidelined or railroaded their season. But as the AC, beating number one Milwaukee, beating the fifth-seeded Knicks, that's not a huge thing, and then beating the number two-seeded Celtics and getting to these finals, we are not poo-pooing that. But, Rob, and Heat culture is real because that's how they did it. To get there with all these undrafted players, they do work hard. Jimmy Butler is Heat culture personified, and so we credit them for all that. But at the end of the day, as Rob said, in this league, you win with talent, and they know it as well as anybody. They didn't, Rob, let's keep it real. They didn't build this culture because they think, or not culture, but this team, this roster, because they think this is the best way to win. They built it because they haven't been able to get another superstar since Dwayne Wade left. That's it. Let's keep it real.
100%.
Pat Riley, all those rings he can flash, all those rings he can drop on the table in a recruit's face, they all came with Kareem, Magic, Worthy, like you said, Wade and Shaq. And then as an executive, LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
And think about this. Even if Riley would have won in New York, he still would have had, right? And I'm not saying the Knicks
Patrick
had the players like that. He would have had Patrick Ewing at
yep.
least when he got to the finals. You had a bona fide, one of the best big men in the history of the NBA anchoring your team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, this summer, Rob, this offseason, if they can, they will try to lure a top player. Because this is great. This is admirable. This will get you some compliments. But at the end of the day, as you said, especially for a franchise, Rob, that's won. Right? It'd be one thing if we're talking about, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans or the Charlotte Hornets or somebody that hasn't won before. They've won. And it wasn't that long ago that they got to four straight finals and won two of them back to back. So just getting there is not, I mean, it's nice, again, good season, but it is not what they play for. So I agree with you on that.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob, we talked about it a little bit with Ephraim Salaam, and a lot of people are already talking about it. And the question at hand is not, are the Denver Nuggets going to win their first championship? But it is, are they at the beginnings of a dynastic run? Sports Illustrated, Rob, The Athletic, both wrote articles saying that they are, you know, bringing that up and kind of saying they've got all the makings of a dynasty. They got the superstar. They got a great sidekick in the second star, Jamal Murray, to Nikola Jokic's superstar. They've got Aaron Gordon and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and a host of nice young role players. And they're all young. That's the thing. Like, Nikola Jokic, Rob, is 28 years old. Aaron Gordon is 27 years old. Jamal Murray, believe it or not, is just 25 years old. And, you know,
Michael Porter Jr. can't believe that, and he's been hurt two years.
Right. And Michael Porter, well, you know, when these guys come in early, you know, they're coming in at 19, 20 years of age. And, Rob, Michael Porter Jr. is 24. So they are very young. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I mentioned him. Now, he's 30, but he's locked up. All these guys, Rob, are locked up under contract. The one guy they might lose is Bruce Brown, who's earned his, you know, his right. He can opt out of his contract, which he should do. And he'll get a nice payday somewhere else because he's, you know, he was the hero or one of them of game four. And so even when you look at their, you know, guys they got coming down the pike, Peyton Watson, Rob, a nice shooting guard who's young. He's like out of UCLA. He's 20 years old, but they really like him. He's got a lot of talent. So Christian Brown, who I think can step in and fill the role of that Bruce Brown had. So these guys are, I'm sorry, Jamal Murray just turned 26 in February. So he's 26 now, but
okay.
You get my gist. So that's why a lot of people are saying that this could become a run, not just a one and done. Your thoughts?
And let me say this. First, Chris, of course, we're broadcasting live from the Blue Wire Studios here in at the Wynn in Las Vegas. But I, you know what? I just think it's too premature. We see this all the time. I know people need storylines and they need to talk about something, Chris. And it's logical. I get it. They're a young team. They're on the cusp of winning a championship. And people are already. We remember we talked about it before. And I know this is different. When everybody wanted to crown Chris Paul and Devin Booker was the next Kobe Bryant. You remember that? I mean, like it's just people getting ahead of themselves. And that's not to say that they're not good. Chris, if this group wins, I can say this. They might not win back-to-back or three in a row, but this group could win another one. Oh, you know, they could, like, take a step back and then in 2 years win another one, Chris. Like, I think that – because we talk about the Spurs, they never won back-to-back, and they won five. Like, you could lose, get another piece, something happens or whatever, and then win again. That's what I think is more realistic for the Nuggets. I just – To sign off and go like, oh, they're going to run the table and win three in a row like Shaq and Kobe, I don't see that. I don't.
I definitely don't see three in a row. And I think I agree with you. Now, could they come back and win it next year? Sure, they got a shot. Like, they're going, they have the makings. And I mentioned all the ages of the players. So they're young. But they also have a superstar like a Tim Duncan, Rob, and Jokic, who's humble, who's not going to have wandering eyes, who, you know, he creates a great culture in the building. Everybody likes him because he's a team-first guy. He's not braggadocious. Like, you know, all of that, you can't help but like him, as you said earlier in the show. So that helps. But the thing is, Rob, we're now in an era where you have a lot of dynamic duos. Right? You got Phoenix with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, and we could go on and on. Boston with Tatum and Brown, Anthony Davis and LeBron in L.A. And I think these teams are going to really try to step it up, and they should this summer. What does Phoenix do? If they put the right pieces around Booker and Durant, and we'll see what they do with DeAndre Ayton, but even if they let him go or trade him, you can get something in return for him. I think Golden State is still, their window's still open. If they make smart moves, if they get some size, if they get, you know, Jordan Poole, trade him for somebody else, and then they get their locker room situation straight so that tension between Draymond and Jordan Poole isn't there. Like, Dallas, look, we'll see what they do with Kyrie. Remember, a year ago, they were in the conference finals, right? So, Milwaukee, they are – speak, Rob, when they beat Phoenix, came back and won four straight, and Giannis was phenomenal, a lot of people thought that would become a dynasty. And so it shows you how difficult it is. But there are a lot of teams that are going to improve. And they're going to be a handful for the Nuggets to deal with. So I agree. There's no way you can say dynasty at this point. But Jokic, we've talked about him. He obviously is an all-time great center. Where he ends up ranking ultimately will determine how will be based on how much he wins. And if he keeps winning, then, you know, obviously he's going to be a guy that you put high up on that list. So I'm it's too early to talk dynasty. Sure, they have a shot to win. I definitely agree with you in that they should win another championship. I would be surprised, Rob, if they don't win another one. I'm not saying next year necessarily, but I would be surprised if they don't win at least one more. Did we lose Rob? We might have, yeah, we must have some technical difficulties. Yeah, folks, the Denver Nuggets have, okay, is he back now?
Yep.
I was ready to go on a soliloquy, man.
Go ahead, I want to hear it.
No, I mean, go ahead. I just went on one.
Okay.
Now I was about to stretch it out, but go ahead.
No, I mean, I love the team. I love what they represent, what they could do, Chris. I do. And they do have, like, but here's another example. When Giannis won, Chris, oh, they're going to win now,
yep,
right?
That's what I said that earlier.
Did you say that? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that, and then somebody, you know, Chris Middleton gets hurt.
Yep.
Something happens. You know, Jamal Murray, nobody's putting it in the water, Chris. We're not trying to, but he was hurt for 2 years.
Well, that's the thing, Rob. Like, what if he hadn't gotten hurt? Remember, they not only got to the conference finals in the bubble when Murray was healthy. That was the last playoff run before this one that he was healthy. But they beat the Clippers when Kawhi and Paul George were there.
Right.
Like,
they were, and the Clippers were up 3-1.
Yep. So they aren't going anywhere. I get the talk. I just think you need to wait and see. Because, again, we've talked about this, Rob. In the midst of a series, whichever team wins the last game, everyone thinks they have control of the series. Well, a lot of times, whichever team wins the championship, a lot of people think, you know, they're about to win it again. But it's not easy to repeat. And it's been now, when was obviously the Warriors were the last team to repeat. But that was with just a super stacked team. But it is not easy to run the table 2 years in a row.
No, big time. I think it's very, very difficult. Too many things happen, Chris. You just don't know. What if LeBron and AD put together something and get the right player or some situation right happen for them, and then they beat them? You know, like you could get knocked out. Or the Clippers 1 year is finally healthy, Chris, right? And they have all their pieces. Or they win.
Yeah, they'd be dangerous if that could ever happen. Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at, obviously, the Warriors repeated in 17 and 18, and the Heat repeated in 12 and 13. We actually have had a lot of repeats lately, Rob. 2009-10, the Lakers with Kobe, obviously, Pau Gasol. And then before that, in the early 2000s, you, of course, had the three-peat Lakers. Before that, the three-peat Bulls twice. You know, I remember, and I'm sure you do as well, when the Showtime Lakers repeated in 87 and 88. And they were the first team in 20 years to repeat. But we have had a lot of repeat champions since then. In fact, the Pistons did it right after them, remember? And then Jordan and the Bulls did it 3 times. And then the Rockets repeated, and then the Bulls did a three-peat again. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, they might be able to come and go ahead and repeat. It's interesting that the Spurs could never do it, Rob.
Yeah.
You know they had a good culture, you know?
They had the culture. They had the players, Chris. And they won 5 championships, stretch out over 20 years, 18 years, whatever it was. But they never won back-to-back, which was always so shocking to think about how hard it is.
Very much so.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, there was a report today that the New Orleans Pelicans are trying to get the number two pick in the draft. Okay? And that, of course, would be the Charlotte Hornets. Maybe if they want to move into the top three, but they looks like they really want the top two, the second pick. And that looks like it'll be Scoot Henderson, who's a point guard. He's supposed to be, you know, the top point guard in the class. Very highly touted, would be viewed as the number one pick if it weren't for Victor Wembanyama, who's going to go number one to the Spurs. So, here's, of course, the Charlotte Hornets, Rob. You know their star player is LaMelo Ball. I mean, maybe not a star yet, but certainly has star potential. I'm going to say this. If I am – now, Brandon Ingram is a great – is you know, a very good player. I don't want to overstate it, but he's a very good player. He himself, I believe, was the second pick of the draft. So, you know – if I'm Charlotte, am I interested in Brandon Ingram for the second pick of the draft? He's only 25. He'll be 26 in September. You know, that's not bad. You pair him with LaMelo Ball. But, Rob, I got to be honest, with all of his issues, and most importantly, his injury issues, if I'm Charlotte, I think I want Zion. And I don't know, I'm not saying New Orleans would even do that. But I think he's the guy I want. Ingram's really good. He's made an all-star team. But Zion is the game and franchise changer. And Zion with LaMelo, if Zion's healthy, you're must-see TV. And look, I get it. That's the problem. He's never healthy, which is why if I'm Charlotte, I'm thinking, okay, maybe they'll trade him. It's a risk on Charlotte's part, Rob. And so what I'm asking you is, either side, would you do Zion? If you're New Orleans or if you're Charlotte, would you want
him? No.
So you sound like you're speaking from the New Orleans perspective.
No, both. First, there's two things, Chris. No, from New Orleans standpoint, because when he's played, he's been outstanding and been unstoppable. So you just hope that he can work past these injuries and things that have gone on and just get to playing basketball. The talent is so big that it would be a shame that you give him away and then he becomes this guy that he wound up becoming.
Okay.
And on the flip side, if you're Charlotte, if this guy, Scoot. If Scoot would have been the number one pick, had it not been, like, why would you? Okay, so
they got
Zion.
LaMelo. I mean, and I know obviously you could probably, they would want to play both of them together, but LaMelo is your point guard.
Yeah, but if you go, I get it. But if you get Zion and then he winds up being hurt or something, I just think, like, be careful, like, on both sides.
It's a risk.
Right, there's a
but
risk
see, that's,
for Charlotte.
When I
but,
hear
but also
you
for New Orleans, that's all. I just let me play it out. Zion is too good if I'm New Orleans to be giving up on him.
Well, I hear you on that front, but that's why I'm surprised you can say if I'm New Orleans, I'm not trading him. But if I'm Charlotte, I don't want him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would think you'd be like, I'm not trading him, and yeah, if I'm Charlotte, I'm trying to get him.
Well, I'm saying that because if Scoot was going to be the number one pick, if it wasn't for,
he's a 6'2 point guard.
No, I get
mean,
that.
Those, I'm not saying the kid might not be special, but a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, we see those. There's a lot of those.
No, I got it. But I'm just saying, I know I wouldn't, from New Orleans standpoint, I would not trade Zion. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I hear you. And here's why, if I'm the Hornets, I might just be like, look, if you're not talking Zion, then why are you calling me? You know, check this out. We know about Zion's injuries, which obviously are way worse than Brandon Ingram. But Ingram hadn't exactly been the picture of health. All right, his second year, Rob.
He's been out.
First year he played 79 games. But from then on, 59 games, 52 games, 62, 61, 55, and 45 last year. So, I mean, he's not the picture of health either. So I think the more I think about it, and I get your perspective because I would be terrified if I'm New Orleans to trade Zion, right? Because as you said, what if he goes somewhere else and stays healthy? Look, Joel Embiid, unhealthy for the first 3 years, I believe, of his career.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
the guy just won an MVP.
Yep. We've seen it, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. So we've seen this before, injured early in their career, but get to a point where they can play regularly. And so if I'm Charlotte, Rob, it's a I'm telling New Orleans, look, I'm taking a risk too. Your boy can't stay healthy. But he would be my target if I'm them. What do they have to lose? I mean, is Scoot Henderson really going to make them all that? Now, maybe the kid turns out to be a phenomenal point guard. And that's where your scouting department comes in. If you're looking at this guy, you think he's awesome, and you think he can play with LaMelo. Rob, even if you are thinking, well, it might be one or the other, they're just at a position where they need talent, right? They're not very good. They just need to get the most talent they can get, and then one of them maybe becomes a trade asset if LaMelo or Scoot. So I hear you, but I think if I'm them, I'm going for Zion. And if I can't get him, I'm just going to take the second pick.
No, I get that. I mean, if you think you could pry Zion away, Chris, I hear that. But
would
I'm
you
just
want
saying,
Ingram?
If I'm New Orleans.
If you're no. Charlotte?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean.
That doesn't mean he's not a good player.
Right.
He doesn't move the needle like getting a Zion would do for your franchise.
Right.
It just doesn't.
I mean, Zion number one would be box office, assuming he's healthy. He puts you on the national map, again, along with LaMelo, Rob. You know, so you got both of them. And they're both exciting players. And what I do, Rob, is I would – and look, maybe New Orleans has tried. But I would put dude on a weight regimen or something like that. You know, you got Michael Jordan there. He hasn't sold the team yet. And so I would think Zion would be willing to listen to him, you know, and I would think Mike would do that. But he's also, Rob, remember, Zion is a Jordan brand athlete.
He so is. He's a that. Part of that. Yep. That's a good point there, but I don't know. Of course, if you're Charlotte and you could get him, Chris, that would be a great because it's one over production over – potential, you know,
right.
Like you just said, like it still would be, you know, when Zion's been healthy, Chris, he's been a monster.
Absolutely.
Right. Almost unstoppable. Go look at his numbers.
Yep. No, he's
not
been
that
phenomenal.
He can't play. It's that right. He can't stay healthy. And,
yep.
And if he gets over that hurdle, one of these years, maybe this year, and you gave the perfect example of Joel Embiid for 3 years, Chris, 3 years. And then the guy wins an MVP.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm with you on New Orleans, though. I would be shocked. And there are a lot of those beginning to think, does Zion need a fresh start because of the latest stuff with the baby and baby mama drama and all that. But my point is, Rob, that's the type of stuff that can happen anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, he could be in Milwaukee and that type of stuff happen.
Absolutely, Chris.
You know, like, I think of Ja.
Right.
And I know, yeah, Ja could play with guns wherever he's at, too. But I don't know. I feel like Memphis, I don't know. I feel like he kind of needs to get away from that culture. I don't know that they'll trade him, but I'm just saying. But I don't feel like necessarily the same way about Zion having to get out of New Orleans. I mean, I think his biggest challenge there is probably the food. Real talk, you know?
And there's a lot of good food down there, as you know.
Right. He eating gumbo and jambalaya, beignets for breakfast, four shrimp po' boys for lunch.
All right, Chris.
Gumbo for dinner.
Salivate?
And jambalaya for a midnight capper. That's why I can't lose weight and stay on the court.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.